Good morning. I get a sense of wonder from many things, from the ocean, from a redwood tree, from the kindness people show, from brilliance people show, and very often from music, all kinds of music, whether it's a Mahler symphony, a Mozart opera, or listening to Ella Fitzgerald, or Audra McDonald, or a musical by Stephen Sondheim. It's amazing to me how deeply music can connect with us. Different kinds of music. It can really make us feel comforted, feel joyful. It can inspire us. Even without words, we can feel transported. There are melodies that haunt me, wonderful melodies, and there are earworms that torment me, and there are rhythms that set my toe a-tapping and set my pulse pounding. But underlying these is harmony. And very often, it's the harmony that makes the difference. I'm just going to slip that. A lot of times, Western music is very rich in its harmony. And I'm going to play a couple short bits so you can hear just a little bit about the harmony. So here are four very fine notes. But when you hear them with the chords, they have a completely different feeling. Warm and comforting. A couple weeks ago, we sang Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And the beginning of that has a very simple melody. But with the chords, it has a wonderful evocative quality. This interval, these two notes, say something. But when you hear them with the chords, they say something completely different. That's the portion of Finlandia. The beginning is very nice. And then you add the chords. Take those same three notes with a different harmony and in a different key, but you get the same pitch relationship. Those three notes with different chords. A completely different feeling from the same pitch pattern. What if this was harmonized another way? And apologies to those of you who are sensitive. Nothing wrong with that, but it's not as good as this. The way the harmony reaches right inside of us and says something to us, that is wonderful to me. I'd like the choir to sing a short piece for you, which is mostly just about... Sorry, technical problems. Mostly just about harmony. Things keep changing in churches. We've said goodbye to Michelle, and we will continue to do so. It's also the last Sunday for two people who I found very important here, and I think many of you have. Larry High and Natalie Da Silva are moving away, so we'd like to sing a blessing for them.
Thank you.
We're about to hear one of my favorite pieces, a piece which has given me a sense of wonder since I first heard it as a teenager. It's about 7 minutes long. It's the first movement of Schumann's Piano Quintet, the first major work for piano and string quartet. It's full of harmony, amazing harmonic progressions. There are UU churches which allow nothing but classical music and sing only from the gray hymnal. There are other UU churches which have only a praise band and never sing from that awful book. And then we have a lot of variety here, from musicals and Bach, from Katja, wherever she is on the organ, and classical music and Broadway music, popular music, Jason Mraz, the Beatles, Leonard Cohen. We've had services where we sang the blues, services where Mozart was the master, services where it was all that jazz. I'd like to get your ideas about music at church. So you'll find two things in the pews. On the pew seats, you should find a white piece of paper and a pink piece of paper. The white one is a brief survey about musical things here that you are invited to fill out if you would like to. The ushers will come by and collect them in about 5 minutes. The pink one is to write an appreciation for Michelle Voiliquet, something about her time here that you remember. You can do this now, or you can turn these in after service at the music and arts table in the atrium. Thank you.